Hello, and welcome to Socially Savvy, broadcasting live here in Bellevue at the Amazon Grill. I'm your host, LB Duchess, with co-host Tracy Klinkroth of Chick Chat Seattle. Michael Kotzman, our food and wine ambassador.
Hello.
Fancy Frenchwood of Saki in Seattle. And then we also have our guest host, Paula Gadsby, to speak on social etiquette when dining out. So everybody, welcome.
Hey. It turned out to be nice weather.
It did.
Even though we're not supposed to be talking about weather, right?
No, we can always talk about weather. That's part of being social. That's the what do you call it, the social bypass is the icebreaker. So how's the weather in your neck of the woods? And, oh, yes, love the rain. And then you move on to something more interesting to be social about. Today's show, Being Socially Savvy Dining Out, is brought to you by Amazon Brazilian Grill here in Bellevue. And this is our 25th show, so we want to thank all of our socially savvy listeners for hanging in there through all of our trials and tribulations. It's been a ton of fun, and we want you to watch for new sponsors and socially savvy events in the near future. We've got some really fun things coming up. So I also want to thank my fabulous co-hosts for being through all of this with me. And
of course, it's been a fun roller coaster ride, right?
It's been a little wild. It's funny because we get these topics and we're discussing some of them before the show. And it's like, okay.
But we're also getting that experience and the camaraderie of this awesome broadcasting team.
I think we rock.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty cool.
And I think we've all come a long ways in the last 25 shows.
I think a lot. Yeah, when the more you're doing it, the more comfortable you become, and then you start to kind of get your own groove. And I was listening to some of the older shows and listening to the newer shows. I much, much prefer the newer shows.
Kind of
a lot
cool
less
in
them.
Like anything.
Yeah.
You got to get your groove on for a while.
Yeah.
You
right?
do. Okay, so we also have the chat, and we're going to be able to start taking calls. So if you are listening live and you'd like to call into the broadcast, you can dial 323-843-6090 if you have an opinion about something we happen to be talking about. So, Mr. Michael, it looks like you get to start us off.
Yeah. It's always cool when I start off because that means we get a drink.
I like it.
We get to eat or we get a drink.
Favorite
part
of the show.
Of course.
Oh, people like you best.
We do.
Okay, so we are at, again, we're over here at the Amazon Brazilian Grill in Bellevue. And right next to me, I have a gentleman. He's one of the managers here at the restaurant. His name's Odie. And we got a beautiful drink we're starting off today with. Really lime, lots of lime, lots of really good stuff. And I have Odie talk to you about this because this is an amazing, amazing drink.
And we can't pronounce it.
It's caipirinha.
Caipirinha?
Caipirinha. You know, it's unfair. You guys are drinking and I can't because I'm at work.
See, that's the brilliance of this podcast.
Again, okay, I feel like a pirate. Tastes kind of...
Yeah, so caipirinha is made out of sugar cane rum.
Oh, okay.
The way you make it is you muddle the lime with sugar, and then you pour the caipirinha, the cachaça, which is the sugar cane rum.
Okay.
And then just serve it like that. It's very limey. It's very strong.
It is.
Very, very good.
It's very...
And you can also make a caipirosca, which is with vodka instead of the sugar cane rum. Caipirosca is what they call it.
Caipirosca.
Yep.
It's very good.
How'd I do, girls?
And Paula, our guest co-host, said it's an aphrodisiac.
So if you're not a rum drinker, you can switch it with vodka.
So you can ask for the substitution at the bar.
You can do that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's
great,
Odie.
So, yeah.
Both names sound like you're purring. It sounds, pretty sexy to me, so. And it's very good.
It doesn't taste very rummy to me.
No.
It has a very cool, refreshing,
It's a good
at the end of the day.
Drink.
Yeah, just that sigh.
It's a good balance between the tartness of the limes and the sugar cane of the rum. It's just
very
a beautiful
tropical
mix.
Drink.
Yeah.
Because it's like a mojito. It reminds me of a mojito.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, I'm actually not a rum drinker. I prefer vodka, so next time I'll know. But I do like that. What Duchess said. It's not the rum is not overpowering.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And is this something that you have available all year long, or is it happy hour?
We always have it here. We have it for happy hour, so it's going to be cheaper for happy hour.
Okay.
And then on regular hours, we have it. You can order it, and you can have it while you're having dinner.
Very good.
Pretty good drink.
So what are your happy hours?
Happy hours are from 3 to 6:30, And then we also have a late night happy hour, which is from 9 to close.
9 to close. Okay.
That's
great.
Nice.
Yep.
And Amazon Grill, I was really psyched when I heard that we were going to be doing the show here because I have been here once before, and the food is really, 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 really amazing. So
we'll be talking about
that
later.
It's
good.
Thank you so much, Odie.
Thank you, Odie. Odie, actually, I met him when I was here for the soft opening, and this place still, it's just the service is impeccable. Everyone's very friendly. You come in, you're greeted immediately, and it's very just warm, and everybody's happy that you're here. So
it is.
The food's also incredible.
Well, and I wanted you to take a minute to tell people a little bit about what is so unique about a Brazilian grill.
The Brazilian grill, a Brazilian steakhouse, well, we specialize on the rodizio, which rodizio means it's a type of service, a restaurant service where the guest pays a fixed price. For lunch is $17.95. For dinner is $39.95, and then you get the whole salad bar. Once I counted the salad bar item, just on one side, it was already 35 items.
Yeah.
Wow.
On the salad bar.
Wow.
So you need to come
but
hungry.
That's just the salad bar. You also have the meat that's going around. So rodizio is a meat on skewers where the server, the called gauchos, where they have a knife and it's a skewer. They go around tables and then
You get to say, yes, I want this.
Yep,
you get that little green card.
Yep,
as
you get
as
a green card.
They keep coming.
Yep, if you want the meat to keep on coming, you put your card on the green. If you're done with the meat or if you want to take a break, put it on red so they won't bother you. So, yeah, just some samples of meat that goes around for dinner. There's 17 different types of meat.
And it's scrumptious.
Hey, so meat, and is that seafood also, Odie?
No, we don't have the seafood.
Okay, no,
we have 17 different types of meat.
What are some of the types of meat that we might not?
There's a marinated chicken, turkey wrapped with bacon.
Ooh.
You know, everything's good with bacon.
Everything's better with bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pork sausage, Parmesan pork, garlic steak, and then we have the filet mignon. We have buffalo, wild boar, rib eye.
It's crazy.
So those are just a sample of the skewers that you get for dinner. And then we also have everybody rave about the grilled pineapple.
Ooh.
We have a grilled pineapple. They powder it with cinnamon sugar, and then they grill it. Yep.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that's the explanation of the rodizio. That's what we specialize on. And we also have a Peruvian menu, which is you can order a la carte.
Which is what we're going to be tasting today on air, right?
Yep.
Oh, my God. And that's what I had. And I love those
Peruvian
potatoes. Yeah. They have this dish. It's three different potatoes and three different color potatoes.
But I'm excited. I have never had Peruvian before. I came in last week and did the how do you pronounce it on the rodizio. Where I just know it as a Brazilian steakhouse, and I just keep the green card count. You know, I don't eat for like 2 days and then sit and. But it's a great experience. If you're looking for dining that is going to be, I think, more fun and a little bit more interactive, that gives you a lot of variety, I think this is a lot of fun.
Thank you. And you can check our website, which is AmazonGrillBellevue.com.
Fabulous.
Great.
And for those, I will say this on air, for those people that are listening right now, if they come here and they say that they were listening to this program, I'll give them 10% discount on their bill.
Oh, I love that.
Wow, very
well,
nice.
This show plays live, but then again, people can listen to it as a later broadcast later in the week. So that's awesome.
Yeah, we can do that.
Wonderful.
I'll give them 10% discount.
Very nice. 10% to all the socially savvy listeners. You heard it. Well, thank you very much, Odie.
And then if they say that the Odie's cute, I'll give them
15%. Odie, you're definitely cute.
Oh, this guy is awesome. You got it. You got to come down here and check this out because this is amazing. The atmosphere is awesome.
We're very much looking forward to the food.
Yes.
Thanks, Odie.
Love it.
All right. Heads up. Seattle Magazine is taking votes for the best of 2011. Vote for your favorite salons, stylists, bars, restaurants, and even doggy daycare.
Yes, we have a favorite doggy daycare.
We do have a favorite doggy daycare.
Yes, as a matter of fact, a big shout out to A Dog's Life Doggy Daycare with Diego.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good luck, Chris and Barb. We want them, our local business owners. Doggy daycare, their doggy daycare is in Columbia City, right?
Yes, it's in Columbia City, and it is one of the biggest ones in the Seattle area.
Okay.
And more importantly, I mean, we were there. We did one of our broadcasts from their grand opening, and it is such a fabulous space. You know, if you really love your dog, it's like they take such good care of them there.
It's
really
like one-stop
like
shopping
hotel.
For your pet. Yes.
Yeah, it's like
they
a
do grooming.
Hotel.
They have a
very
store
cute.
Where they sell all the fun accessories. So definitely vote for Chris and Barb. And you can do that at seattlemag.com/best. This is way too much to read. -2011-ballot. Or just go to seattlemag.com and find the link.
Yep.
And you know what? Looking forward to the end of the year, that is a really awesome party to go to, the Seattle Magazine Best Of. So
awesome.
hopefully we'll be going to that.
I would say hopefully we'll be covering that.
Yeah.
All righty. So we have some new fun things opening up soon. You know, we're always got our ear down to the pavement trying to find out what's going on, when it's going on, and be the first to talk about it. We brought up before on the show that the Suite is going to be opening up in Bellevue, and we just got a heads up that it will be opening in the next few days. It is a bar concept in the Winter Garden building right there by the Hyatt at Bellevue Place. It will be formally opened in the next 2 weeks, but the soft opening is going to be going on in the next 2 days. So we're going to pop in there and check it out. The Kemper Development Company is the one that has taken on this project, and it's going to be really nice to have one more option.
Yeah.
It looks more swank.
We just need another place to drink.
We need something swank and sophisticated,
yeah.
You know, something that's a little bit more like sexy.
And is that in the old spot that was?
Stir,
yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So we'll be broadcasting from there, I presume.
I am working on it.
Of course.
I was just going to ask that. Nice question, Fancy.
Of course you are.
Good job.
And then for those of you who like to shop and then drink, September 14th through September 18th, Nordstrom, if you're a Nordstrom Rewards cardholder, you need to know that it's triple points time. So if you need anything, that's the time to stock up on
it. I know, I love it when
Paul
people
is always
raising
like
the roof
here.
Over here.
So catch your favorite salesperson for details, September 14th through 18th.
Okay, are you artistic?
No.
Check out Capital. Neither am I.
I know some artists. Does that count?
Check out Capital Girls Contest to have your artwork on the label of an amazing bottle of wine. Well, this is pretty exciting.
I know. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. For details, go to thecapitalgrill.com. Capital spelled with an A, grill spelled with an E at the end, .com. Call for entries. Does the popping of a cork get your creative juices flowing? If so, you could become the next winner of our annual Artist Series Wine Event Art Competition. That's a mouthful.
I was going to say, that is a big, huge mouthful.
That's okay. Paint, illustrate, or use the medium of your choice to create a piece of art that captures the essence of our exclusive world-class Cabernet Sauvignon, and your artwork could be seen on every label this spring. May your ideas flow like wine. Artistry in a bottle.
Love it.
Very good.
Okay, so what it is to be socially savvy, brought to you by Sweet Talk Wipes. Just like our hands, our cell phones need to be regularly cleaned and detoxified. Order yours today at www.sweettalkwipes.com.
And today's topic is what it means to be a socially savvy diner. And we have special guest host Paula Gatsby here with us to give us some tips on what to do and what not to do. Paula is founder of Taste Bud, which is essentially born out of her 12 years of experience in the restaurant business, from starting out as hostess to ending up as general manager and director of catering. And she has helped people in restaurants with Taste Bud, help them redesign their menu, help them figure out what sells, what customers want, what they don't want. And she decided to take that from just a hobby and giving away her information for free to actually, you know, making people pay her for her opinions. So, and she's a personal friend of mine.
Opinion.
Yes. She has she has lots of opinions, and she does have great opinions. And she's a total foodie. And when I dine out with her, I'll always ask her, what is that word? What is that food? And she always knows everything. So I thought she'd be perfect to tell us do's and don'ts of dining so we don't embarrass ourselves. So
well,
hello, Paula.
Hello.
So we talked, and I thought what would be interesting for her to do is kind of give us maybe the top five or six things that we need to be mindful of when we are dining out so that we look and at least present ourselves in a classy manner, right? So why don't you go ahead and kind of work through your list.
I would say the first thing is to be on time for your reservation. They'll hold a reservation for 15 minutes. After that, you're out of luck. And it's great to be able to phone in if you are going to be late and let the maitre d' know and see if they can possibly hold your table.
You know, it's funny because we put up...
Can I just say she's saying that because I'm always late? She's
always,
always
late.
Late.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I love
I
her to
tell her the reservation's at like 6 when it says 7.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. I know, and you have, and I guess that's part of being socially savvy is knowing the people that you're with and
exactly.
giving them the right time to get what they
know
need.
Know your
that
audience.
That is for sure, exactly.
Well, and
exactly.
It's funny because number two on our socially unacceptable is to show it is socially unacceptable to show up later than 15 minutes to a reservation, and then make a fuss when you're not seated.
Exactly,
it's not their fault. At least call ahead and let them know.
Exactly, and I think if you are going to be late, and if you do phone in advance and just let them know,
they
just
can
say,
usually shift.
Yeah, what
yeah,
can we do?
Great,
what
so.
Can you do to help me out?
Yeah.
Versus, oh my God, I demand a table.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, for sure. A couple of other things. My biggest pet peeve is when people order something from the menu and they send it back just because they don't like it. Not acceptable. If there's something wrong with the dish that you ordered, if there's a hair in it, if it's overcooked, if it's undercooked, it's okay to send it back. But if you forgot that you didn't like cilantro and your dish has cilantro, suck it up. You need to go with it.
I so agree. And it's,
I totally
actually,
agree.
It's actually the same thing with wine. Now, if you ask for a suggestion,
then you have to take it.
And it's not very good.
Right.
Then absolutely, you have that kind of an option for that.
Right.
But if you just go in and order that, like
right.
you said, or with a bottle of wine, and you don't like it, you're not
oh,
gonna.
Yeah.
I'm not. I wouldn't send the whole bottle of wine back because
oh, no.
I ordered it.
I know many people that would, or they'll order a cocktail. They'll say,
"Oh,
fix me whatever you want," and then it comes, and you're like, "Ew, I don't like that."
Well,
right. Okay.
And I think that, you know, it comes down to a lot of communication.
Absolutely.
You know, this is going to be funny. If you hit everything on our socially savvy, acceptable and unacceptable list, I am going to laugh because I put on, it is socially acceptable to send food back if it does not meet what you requested.
Yes.
Too many times people are afraid to say anything and then they don't come back. So on the flip side, if you order something and it's not right, the management, and I've spoken with, you know, the general managers of a lot of the restaurants, they want you to let them know. They don't
they do.
Want you to be whiny about, oh, well, I just decided I didn't want chicken. No, that's not kosher. But I ordered my steak medium rare, and it's well done. Yeah, they definitely want to know about that.
I worked for a very, I guess you'd say, prestigious restaurant, Southeast Asian in downtown Seattle as a catering director, and our executive chef at that point would stand at the dish pit, basically, and look at what was getting tossed before the dishes went through to see what people were eating and what people weren't.
Wow.
And if something came back with a full plate or a half plate, he would ask the server to go ask the guests for feedback.
Wow.
You know, was it something to do with
see,
it?
I like that.
That's
that
really
is,
cool.
I know.
That is
that's
awesome.
What service is all about, and I think that that's been lost on us for the last, you know, a couple of years. We kind of have lost touch, or restaurants, in my opinion, have lost touch.
And that's
with
why socially savvy
want.
Is here.
Exactly.
We are all over it.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Well, and I think the interesting part about it is, again, you know, it comes back to communication, and I think if people know what's expected, I think
right.
the problem with what has happened the last few years is there's been so much flex. There's been no boundaries anymore that people just run all over. It's kind of like allowing your five-year-old to do whatever they want and then
exactly.
whining why they're banging down the, you know,
I have
the
lots
window.
Of opinions on that. Oh, boy.
So do I.
Yeah, I think we all do.
There's places to take your children and there's places not
to. Not
to
take your
I mean,
children.
In this age, you just, you know, go with where you can. But you don't take your kids, in my opinion, to Canlis. On a Friday night.
Okay,
you know?
So that's number three on socially unacceptable. To allow a fussy child to go and ruin a meal for those around you.
No,
remove yourself right away.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is I can't even believe we have to talk about it.
Agreed.
If you have a child that is screaming, crying, banging on the seat, bouncing, hanging over the back of the
right.
seat, googling eyes, making faces, then, number one, you probably should have really thought about bringing
right.
that child out.
Yeah.
But if you brought them out and maybe they just happen to be acting up, maybe they're doing their first, you know, terrible two, you know, excuse yourself. Take them out to the car. Take them outside. Take them away so that you don't ruin everybody else's experience around you.
I have a question for you, Paula, because Paula was raised by a British father and a Canadian mother, and she knows etiquette better than anyone. She teaches me a thing or two. And so what if that was the case, for instance, when we went to Canlis and we're spending couple of hundred dollars on a dinner, each on a dinner, I mean, is it okay for me to say something to the parents? Or how would you handle something like that where the child's unruly and loud? And I don't think it would happen in Canlis, but you would ask the server or the manager to take care of it. Just, you know, even if the music's too loud, if you're too cold, any of those things, don't be bratty about it. Just go to the maitre d', go to the manager and say, you know what, the children next to me are really being obnoxious. I'm trying to have a nice evening. Do you mind saying something? Never take it in your own hands.
Yeah, that's true. And a lot of times, again, you know, this is one of the things working with, you know, you've worked at, with management, and because I am unfortunately so opinion, I've talked to management.
Right, right.
And I finally got to the point where with a nickname like Duchess, you know, it was one of those things, I would just look at them and go, you know, I'm not trying to be difficult. And they would go, no, we know you're not trying to be difficult, but we need you to communicate those things to us. It gives, when you go to your waiter or your maitre d' or your manager and you say, this is what's going on, that empowers them to be able to take the next
Absolutely.
Step. Because instead of them just coming up and saying, you know, with if nobody says anything, they really can't approach until something
Absolutely.
Is a problem.
It's both what you say
and
how
you
say
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not one or the other. It's actually
it's both.
For sure. For sure. So another interesting thing that...
We're 3 for 3.
3 for 3. Okay. So what about if you get a table that you don't like? Is that on your list?
I did not do that. Okay. Nice. I like
so,
it.
So, I mean, it's really simple. You know, you as you plan out your table setting, somebody comes in with a reservation or without, you sit them at the table next to the kitchen and they don't like it. Or it's a very small table. There's a great restaurant with amazing food and the tables are so tiny. You know, I'm 6 feet tall. I need room. I think if you hit that before the hostess leaves and just say, hey, do you mind, is there anything else available? Kill them with kindness. They're probably willing to do, you know, anything for you. But don't
well,
wait until you're sitting there
and, when
and
you
you're
call
festering
in your
over it and then
right.
you're... You
when
know,
you call in
oh,
your
I
reservation, let them
yeah.
know. You
and
know?
That's the thing. It's all about the reservation.
Exactly.
If you let them know in advance, and if you do end up with a bad table, let them know next time when you phone and just say, hey, you
I
know.
I would really prefer.
I would prefer. And that goes a long way.
Yeah. No, I agree.
For sure.
What's next?
Okay, this one I have to admit that I have had questions about, and it's embarrassing. So that's why I, you know, will like text Paula if I'm at a fancy event like I was a couple weeks ago. So you know when you're at a table and there's 5 wine glasses and 10 forks and 5 spoons. And, you know, so can you talk to us about what would that be called? Table etiquette, I guess.
Yes, table etiquette. It's out, exactly. It's outside in. And your bread plate is always, 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 always on the left. And your glassware is always, always, always on the
right.
And just go with the last fork in. Your dessert stuff is on top of the plate or to the 12 o'clock hand. So it's pretty simple from that perspective. But I think the biggest question I get is, what do I do with that bread plate? You know, everybody's always passing it around. Oh, what is it? I don't know which one is mine. It's always to the left.
Okay.
Well, and one of the things that I was... Oh, I'm sorry, Fancy.
No, I was just going to say, so when you say outside in, does that so that means when they bring the salad, you're using the fork all the way to the right
all
on the... Okay, because
yeah,
that's
all
always my
left.
Question. Which one's
your
salad fork?
You're
look alike.
To be a natural person.
Yeah.
Okay.
And your forks are to the left of the plate. Your knife and your spoon is to the right of the plate.
Okay.
Your glassware is... above that, so to the right.
Okay.
When they serve you, they're serving you to the right.
Okay.
So if you're really wanting to look for proper service,
uh-huh.
If they're serving over your right.
I have
you
a question.
You guys really need to show up for the show because it is so fun.
I have a
and
question.
Then they're pulling from the left.
I have a question for Paula.
Sure.
So, you know, obviously, you know, you just said that the forks are on the left and the knives are on the right. Does
right.
anybody know why that is?
That's a good
Michael,
question.
Michael, I'm guessing you
Cause
do.
Because my mama told me.
Has anyone ever seen someone from Britain or the UK?
I was
going to
say,
yeah,
because
okay.
of how the
yeah.
original
and
people
actually,
eat with a natural progression of how you approach the silverware.
And actually, that's
how
I eat, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was raised to do the same thing.
I lived in London for almost a year, so...
Okay.
You know, you use your fork in your left hand, and you usually
right.
invert it.
Yeah.
And then you use your butter knife as kind of like the scoop on top.
Uh-huh.
And so you never have to change hands. They think it's a waste of time. And so that's why it's set up that way.
And let's discuss the butter knife.
Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness.
So, bread service.
Yes.
We're talking details.
So
here,
there's
honey.
A basket of bread, there's a butter knife, there's a bread plate. It's really proper to take the butter and actually with your knife and put it on your plate. And you take your bread and you put your bread on your plate and then you pull off the amount of bread that you're going to pop in your mouth and then you butter it from your plate. You don't butter it from the butter dish. That's just
old school. That is old school. And it's
it
so
is
funny
old
because
school.
When
yeah.
I go out to dinner with my friends, because I am Latino and Latinos, I mean, we are like sharing food. We're like finger, you know, we're just so not proper. But I always ask, you know, I'll say, you know, I'm Latino and this is how I eat. You know, let me know if you're not comfortable with that. And I think that's another thing is you know, recognizing the people you're having, you're enjoying a meal
do
with.
Do I do this every time? Absolutely not. Do I, like, grab for, you know, the chips and the salsa? She'll eat my food off my plate. I will. If it's good, I will. Without asking. Like, if we share food, I have to make sure I eat really quick because I eat really slow. And she eats really quick. And I'm like, oh, my God. I only have
to go fast.
It's the 12 years of being in the restaurant business. You only have a couple minutes to eat, and you throw
you're
down
like fast,
quickly.
Fast. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so one other thing I wanted to bring up was this was something that I learned that I think a lot of people are unaware of, and it is a huge help to the serving staff, is when you're done with your food, put your silverware at 4 o'clock.
There's 4 o'clock. There's 11 o'clock. It's at every o'clock. But at the end of the day, the server should never take the plate until everybody's done eating. That's my pet peeve.
I was at a formal affair where it was really interesting when you had a tabletop where six people, you had three servers come out with two plates in their hand and they served everybody at the same time, stepped back, waited for everybody, and then left. So, I mean, there are definitely different degrees of the service you can get, but
no, it's true. Have you ever, I mean, I'm a fast eater basically because I have been in the restaurant business for a long time, and I mean, again, you don't have breaks. You have a couple minutes. You go big, or you don't eat.
Yeah.
So when I eat out, I'm really, really aware of whomever I'm dining with, and I want to make sure that if I'm eating fast, they're not sitting there with a plate full of food, and I have nothing in front of me. I'd rather have my plate sit until they're finished, so they're comfortable.
Yeah.
And they're going at their own pace. So, I mean, that's old school. It's my opinion. It's not, you know, right or wrong. It's
well, and I think that's one of the things that we need to. Oh, I'm sorry, Michael.
I have a question. So,
go ahead.
So, if I'm in a proper setting like that, and I know that's what it is, because I actually just learned that now. Should you kind of gauge how fast everyone else is eating, and maybe I need to slow down just to be etiquette, or?
I don't think so. I mean, it's not. It shouldn't be that difficult. You just do what you're comfortable with, and if you finish first, just let your plate, you know, sit until everybody else is finished. You know, some people I know eat super, super slow.
So what if a server comes to take your plate? Should you say to the server? Because not everybody. Okay.
I just put my hand over my plate, like, don't take this. It's just simple. You don't even need to say anything. And that's my thing, just because I do eat quickly. But it's nice when you're all served at once.
Yeah,
and your plates are all taken at once.
Well, in a lot of restaurants, too, I've noticed the nicer ones, they'll ask you, do you want, like, sometimes my husband and I have a tendency to split our meal, and so we've got, you know, things coming at a different pace sometimes than other people. And if we order a salad or something, they'll go, well, do you want that served with the salad or do you want that served with the main course?
Right.
You know, I think that the big thing that when it comes to being social, the biggest key that I can always tell people is be communicative.
Yeah.
Communicate. Talk about it. Ask the questions. Be aware of the people with you. You know, everybody is really good with grace. They'll allow you a lot of grace if you ask the question.
Right. I agree. So. And you can taste it yourself. I mean, sometimes bring everything to the table at once. Sometimes you want a more lazy-paced meal. You want your salads first. If you're doing a split dish, they can bring it. You can split it yourself. Or, you know, sometimes it's nice to have them split it
for you.
You know, before, just remember that they're going to charge typically a split charge because you're going to get a little more. They're going to, you know, half something.
Yeah.
But, again, that's one of those things just to be aware of, and, you know, it's your choice.
No, I agree.
Well, did we not learn a lot just from
Oh my God, are you kidding?
Being here?
Oh, yeah.
I know. I just feel so much more elite just
I
by...
I feel more comfortable. Okay. Okay, so with that said, we're going to go ahead and finish the socially acceptable and unacceptable, which is brought to you by ZipFizz. We covered the first one, or I should say the second one, about sending food back. The first one is, it is socially acceptable to ask for a separate check.
Yes.
Be sure to ask in the beginning as to not cause any confusion. And I say this because there are a lot of places, again, because there's been so much leeway given, that when you ask for a separate check, wait staff will sometimes go, ugh.
Right.
If you get a wait staff that cops you an attitude for asking for a separate check, then call the manager over and say, you know, we've got a diverse group of people coming in. We want to be timely in how we're paying. We don't want any confusion. Is there an issue with us? Because with some restaurants, there is an issue. If you're six or more people, I'm sorry, they want to be lazy and they want to put it all in one check. I worked in the restaurant business,
yeah.
too. And so my thing is if somebody requests it to demean them and make them feel uncomfortable when you're dealing with a diverse thing.
Right.
The bottom line is they're bringing people into your restaurant, and I think customer service-wise, it'd be nice if the restaurants would remember that.
I think if you're over six people, to have six-plus separate checks is, in my opinion, not acceptable.
No, in singles, I would agree, but typically it's couples.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, and you can break it down into, you know, two, four, six. But you have to remember, too, at a table of six or larger, there's an added gratuity. So I think if you speak to your server and say, we're all going to take care of you, we're all going to give you 20%, and that's kind of my other rule.
Yeah.
Then it should be okay, but it's a lot of work to break everything down and to remember what each person was having. So if it's, you know, couples and you bring that up beforehand, you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
And I've seen where they do, where if you tell them ahead of time these are going to be separate checks or us three or whatever it is, they still add the gratuity, and I think that's perfectly appropriate.
Of course. Yeah. And maybe what the socially savvy thing is to do, if you're going out to a larger dinner with friends, you bring cash, so then maybe
to make it
you
easier.
Can,
yeah.
Well, because typically as adults we can ask. Right. But now the only thing that I have to say, and I would throw this out there as a reminder, is there's a lot of restaurants where if it's six or more people, they force you onto one ticket and they automatically add an 18% gratuity. My problem with that is about 90% of the time, in my experience, those servers do not earn that 18% gratuity. They know that they have it already, so they act in a certain way. I'm in the habit, if I start to see that, I will just call the manager over and go, you know, I'm okay paying 18%, but I really need to make sure that I get service. If I need some water, I shouldn't have to be asking for it. Not, you know, 5 seconds, but, you know, 10 minutes. There's got to be, the service needs to follow up with what we're paying for. We're happy to pay for it, but please, you know, follow
through. And I typically will give 20% is my standard, but if I'm feeling like I'm not getting service regardless, I'll always say something, and I don't say anything to the server, but say something to the manager, cause typically when you leave, how was everything? Or I'll just write a note, not that I have any expectations at all of getting something in return, but I've many a time sent an email to the restaurant and just said, you know, this is my thoughts. I would hate to see one of my favorite establishments not be successful.
Right.
I wanted to give you feedback of...
I'd like to feel comfortable coming back.
Exactly, because they want you to come back. I think that's the big net.
I agree.
Well, thank you, Paula Gadsby of Taste Bud. Is it Taste Bud?
Taste Bud Seattle.
TasteBudSeattle.com.
We love it.
There you go.
Very cool.
She could probably teach a thing or two to people when they're going out on dates, too, for etiquette. So
I was
going to
say, I think we should do a socially savvy dating.
Dating.
Going out.
Yeah,
dating and dining.
Well, yeah, we'll have to have
we'll
Paula
do a dating
back
and
on the
dining show.
Yeah, dining.
Most definitely.
Thank you.
For that.
Okay, so we covered most of the socially acceptable and unacceptable. We are moving on for the social food for thought. When you're out dining, remember that you can be seen and heard by everyone around you. This goes for who you're talking about, what you're talking about, who you're with. I think a lot of times we get very caught up in ourselves in the moment, and we think that it's just us, and you need to look around and realize just how close you are to somebody else if you're going to talk about things. So.
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Trace.
Okay, LB is making me read this. I said, do you really want me to?
Good.
Well, right. I can do it. If you don't want to read it,
it's called The Socially Stupid Story of the Week, and I can't believe that it's actually a true story.
It is. It's one of our listeners.
It is. One of our listeners, listeners. Sent it to LB. So,
yep.
Socially Stupid Story of the Week is brought to you by Cascade Ice. So this gal, she writes to LB, said, I'd gone on a few dates with a nice guy who seemed to have not been raised in a barn. So when he asked me to come over for dinner with his family at his family's home, I thought, of course, why not? After starting in on our ribs, which, I mean, that's always kind of a
that's
hard thing
messy,
to eat anyway,
yeah.
I kindly asked for a napkin. I was passed a dish towel.
I know,
I'm
this
sorry.
Kills me.
I was passed a dish towel that everyone else in the family seemed to be using. This rag went from one mouth to another, covered in barbecue sauce and meat particles. Okay, this is what she wrote.
This is exactly
someone's story.
Yeah,
story.
It's
exactly
a true story. We can't say who.
I mean, is it a listener?
It's a listener.
It's an
yeah.
actual listener.
Because
yes.
I can't
yeah.
do this.
So
okay.
the poor gal was like, figuring they were just out of napkins, I asked if I could get my own clean dish towel to use. She got a look like she just landed from another planet, and someone told her, we all just shared the family rag at the dinner table.
That is such a harsh way to be introduced
to a family.
That's gross,
first of all. Okay, first of all. Trying to be polite, I just quietly wiped my mouth and the inside of my sleeve, figuring I could spray and wash it later. Then the toothpicks came out. Everyone at the table sat talking and picking their teeth. Okay, that is gross.
No
and that
way.
Is so socially unsafe.
Unacceptable.
So after dinner, I'm looking out the window. Really? Do I have to read this?
No.
After dinner, I'm looking out the window of the front lawn, and there's a woman who's relieving herself on the front lawn. She let her date know there was a lady doing that, and
she
he
thought
asked,
it was somebody crazy.
Yeah, she thought it was like some crazy neighbor.
Yeah.
And his answer was, does she have blonde curly hair? Like, really? And
did you see this on Cops?
I know, like bad
no.
boys, bad boys.
No.
What's she gonna do? She said. I said yes, and he tells me, "Oh, that's my wife." He told me he was divorced.
What?
I guess it should be ex-wife.
They
or
had
soon
been
to be
separated.
Ex-wife.
Yeah.
And they had been separated for 2 years, and she gets drunk and comes over to relieve herself on the lawn and pass out.
Yeah.
She's like, I still cringe just thinking about it. Hopefully, she didn't have another date with
no,
this
No, there
guy.
Was no other date. But,
okay.
You know, it was funny. The reason, obviously, you know, because the listener felt the need to post, you know, put this out there and tell us the story, I really thought that it was the epitome of you've got to beat your communication. You know, if you're going to have a family dinner, I would say do a one-on-one with the parents first, get to know, see what the...
You can't dictate that, though.
No, you
know, actually,
ask.
That was good
no,
for that she
have,
went on that, because then she never has
hope.
To go on another date with that guy.
If it was me, yeah. I wouldn't go in
blind.
Ooh,
Paula said bring your own wet wipes. That's good.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh.
Just
ooh.
Have your own wet wipes. That's a good idea.
That's like my mom. Just have them in your pocket. Okay.
That would scare me.
That's bad.
That would scare me.
Thank you, caller/... Sam,
listener.
For sending that in.
Yeah.
I think we're being punked. I just can't even.
Yeah, no.
They actually read that on the air. That's impossible.
Now we know.
I'm
her.
Not going for
I think
it.
We
because
need to
here's
know
the thing.
He
I
mean, is.
Like, at some point, any rational, reasonable person would have left and not gotten to the end of
but
the story.
But wait a minute. But wait a minute. You have to think about it. If you're going through this kind of scenario, number one, you're dumbstruck. And number two, you find yourself caught. If you're a polite person, you don't want to, like, make anybody feel bad because now you're, you know, if you've got seven people sitting around you, you're the oddball.
No, but I'm thinking that's just like, oh, that's a great story I'm going to tell my girlfriend. So you just stay just for the story.
Bad date story.
Oh, yeah.
Number
it's
10.
Terrible bad date story.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just trifling.
I still think we're being punked.
All right. I can't wait for this next story then.
Oh, no, that was the story. Thank God.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're going to touch base with what happened last week and go into the Duchess Report, so which is brought to you by Cascade Ice, 2-calorie, sugar-free, flavored sparkling water. Last week, we got to start the week off with one of my favorites, Chick Chat Spa Soiree at Red Door. It was an absolute blast. We had Michael there who was mixing his fabulous beverages. I was clicking away like a little girl. And, you know, Tracy, these events that you put on, I had people go, you know, they're like, what about the guys? What about the guys? There's men who show up to some of your events.
I'm there.
Yeah, Michael doesn't want any other guys there. Are you kidding
That's
me?
True. He doesn't want the competition.
It decreases his odds. Yeah, but thank you both for being there. I appreciate it. And so,
well,
yeah.
And it was a great. I mean, so tell us a little bit about the cause that it was supporting.
Well, the
nonprofit. Great nonprofit.
The nonprofit was the Bentown Foundation, and the founders, which are actually the parents of Bentown, were there, Karen and Jeff Town, and their little 2.5-year-old son died from pediatric cancer. And so out of that grief, they started a nonprofit to essentially find a cure, but also to find a better way for children to be able to, their little bodies can't take chemotherapy and radiation. So there's a doctor that they're working with at Seattle Children's to come up with alternative cancer treatments. So that's what that was all about. So again, thank you all for coming. I really appreciate it. Also, what happened last week was the all-white party, which I didn't go to, but I think maybe a couple of you did. Okay.
Yep, I did. Matthew Estates had put on their second annual all-white party, and I don't know if you've ever been to the Matthew Estates tasting room. They have a upper place, and then they have a lower place for the tasting room, and it is amazing what they were able to pull. 1,100 tickets sold to this event.
Really?
They had a DJ down below. They had an area up above. So you had the younger demographic down below. You had the more mature demographic up above, people mingling. I have to give them a lot of credit because to have that diverse of a group in the same place enjoying wine, they had food vendors, they had a lot of things. It ended up
what
being
do you think
fabulous.
I mean, 1,100, I haven't been to a party with 1,100 people.
Well, you have to understand, this was over several acres, so there was plenty
yeah,
of room
I know,
to spread
but
out.
I think that's
and they
great.
Had the parking across the street, and they had, you know, of course, the police came in and helped to manage everything. But it ended up being amazing. I showed up about an hour after it started and started clicking, and left about 15 minutes before because I didn't want to get caught in traffic. But I have to give them hats off. It was very well played. And there was two different kinds of music going on. It just really...
Say note to self, go next year.
Oh, most definitely. If you didn't go this year, definitely go next year. I would definitely have to say that. Then we have...
Downtown Bellevue's Live at Lunch?
Well, that's what's coming up this week.
Oh,
but actually, we have food that was just placed in front of us. And
yes,
I'm looking for our chef.
Amazing.
I'm looking for who is going to tell
Fernando,
us.
Fernando, darling, where are you?
Fernando, Lily. We're looking forward to somebody telling us about this fabulous food.
Well,
so
until they get over here, which we want to dive in, but let's talk about what's coming up then.
Yes, we'll go ahead and do that. Coming up this week, Downtown Bellevue's Live at Lunch is still going on. There's two more weeks left, Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 1:30 p.m. The entertainment is free, so swing in and enjoy. This week's schedule looks like August 30th at the Summit. Malibu Manichu is what I'm assuming it says. It's surf jazz. August 31st is at the Brayburn, Josh Rawlings Trio. It's a jazz trio. And then September 1st at the Bellevue Galleria, Creme Tangerine, which is a Beatles cover band.
Well, that's
fun. You know, if you're looking for a little bit of something fun, you've got maybe a first date, or you're meeting a friend, or you've got maybe even a business meeting, you need to make an impression on a lunch, it's a great way to go. So you can go to their website, which is Downtown Bellevue, and they will have all of those all out there for you. And we're very excited. It looks like we have one of the chefs here now to tell us about the fabulous food sitting in front of us. I'm going to turn this over to Michael. I'm going to click some of the food so we can get it on the website so you can check this out, because you would not believe what is in front of us.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Who's taking
Peruvian
pictures?
I'm
take
taking pictures.
Because
everybody
needs to
everybody
see this.
Needs to see this.
And it's absolutely, first of all, it's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. And I'm so happy where Liliana is. I had to thank her because they brought the potato dishes. But Michael is going to be telling us more about the food and interviewing the chefs. Michael, take it away.
All right. So, well, first off, you have a couple of people here. Fernando is here, and as well as Leanne. And we have some beautiful, looks like pieces of art here. Well plated, by the way, because you always eat with your eyes first, right? And then, of course, it smells, and then everything, of course, it tastes. So I'm going to turn it over to Leah here, and she's going to tell us about what it is that we're serving up today and how it's prepared and how you can get that here at Amazon.
Okay. First, we have the Piqueo Amazon. It's a ceviche made with halibut. And this is chicharrón de camarón. It's a shrimp fried with a this is a sweet potato glass. Another
ooh,
one
yes,
is
that looks really good.
Potato with a Kobe beef. Okay, and this one is three kinds of potatoes. This is a purple Peruvian potato.
Uh-huh.
This is a spinach potato, and this is a classic Peruvian potato.
Oh,
it's something
yeah.
with chicken. This is crab, and this is shrimp.
Shrimp, yeah. Uh-huh. Beautiful. So how do you get the inspired to come up with, you know, creations like this? I mean, is this part of the Peruvian cuisine, or is it something that a lot of Peruvian tell us a little bit about that. What inspires you?
Okay, we try to combine because Peru is like popular with potatoes, and
okay.
we try to combine the colors and the flavors and put in one plate, and you know, and this is like typical in Peru, the chicken and
on top of the potato like
yes.
that. Now I see a lot of looks like talk about this gastrique on the side here, which is the little sauce on the side. What is that?
Yeah, this is a cheese sauce with ají amarillo Peruvian pepper.
Oh.
It's like kind of spicy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Boy, too bad you guys don't have TV or can see
yeah,
this.
Yeah, too bad.
There,
it's absolutely beautiful. It's really stunning and it's really good.
I'm going to be uploading pictures from my iPhone in about 4 minutes because you're just not going to believe this food. Mm. It is. The presentation is absolutely stunning.
It is.
Absolutely. So, is this something we normally see on the menu here at Amazon?
We have the Piqueo Amazon, we have mm-hmm. the Trio Causas.
Perfect.
And we have the Dulce Sampler, too.
What is that? That's a little dessert, yum plate.
This is typical
what is that?
Peruvian dessert.
Okay.
This is a suspiro, this is a cream caramel, and the top is a Porto wine with some egg white.
Oh.
And this is like cookies, fill it with dulce de leche. And this is ice cream made of a Peruvian fruit called lucuma. With some fruit.
And what did you say? This is tres?
Dulce de leche.
Oh, dulce de leche. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Wait, so milk.
Yeah,
milk done
yeah.
twice yeah. or three times, right?
Yeah.
Three different ways? Yeah. It's very delicious. And it's also a very popular dessert in Brazil. Besides, what else is what you normally find in Brazil or Peruvian food?
You say dessert? What is
just what are common desserts would you see in Peru?
Well, it's matamoras, con leche.
Flan, right?
Flan, too. Yeah, we do flan, too. Yeah.
Well, very nice, very nice. It's very looks very good. So
can I ask?
Thank you.
Can I ask you a question? So this is not what you would get if you ordered the So this is from you. Is this from the Peruvian
yeah,
side of the menu?
Peruvian
okay.
side of the menu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So that's what people should be looking for. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow.
We're very excited to eat. we're looking at it going.
I am drooling off the side of my mouth.
Okay, so this
we
is
have
what
to
I'm,
talk. We can't
I was
eat.
Say, so what I'm going to suggest is I want one or two of the hosts to eat because we want to talk a little bit about this so that you know our listeners know about the flavors and stuff other than just the pictures I'm going to be posting on Facebook. But so while I am going on, Michael, why don't you and our guest host indulge and you guys can give us a little bit of feedback. So moving forward, we have this is a guys' event, you know.
I know
we
Michael
have to,
should be talking about this.
Should totally be talking about this, but I think we can cover that for him unless he likes.
Yeah,
to
no,
talk
we
about
can't
Seagal.
Tell him any. It's a 2012 Seagal's calendar unveiling at Munch Bar. Okay.
No. Okay. What are you guys talking about?
On August 31st, join the Seagal's for the initial unveiling of the 2012 Seagal's calendar. At Munch Bar in Bellevue. This event will begin at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, which is 31st, just a couple days away. Featuring that evening will be an introduction of the 2011 Seagal Squad, an inside look into the making of the calendar, and an exclusive autograph session. Calendars will be available for sale at the event for $15, and online sales, including pre-orders for the calendar, will be available in the coming weeks. They're cute and peppy and
well, and
we
actually have quite a guy followership, listenership, and so
yeah.
I love hearing about this stuff. And I used to work out with one of the Seagals, and they're just fun.
Fun. Cheerleaders are fun.
They are.
Yeah.
Okay. Socially Savvy's first designer swap and shop is happening this Thursday at Apex at Alder Ridge. Come and join us from 6 to 8 p.m. as people bring their fabulous pieces that have been sitting in the closet. Apex has graciously offered to host the Socially Savvy's first designer swap and shop. Do you have designer items that are just sitting in your closet, never going to wear them? Shoes, clothes, or jewelry, bring it in and make a deal with someone. There will be a few small tables already set up, but if you have more than a small bag full, you may want to let us know and we can make arrangements for you. I've done this before, and it is a lot of fun because typically, what's sitting in my closet that I can't use, somebody else can use.
Exactly.
And it's we're all about the Uber Recycle. So,
and they're going to be giving us happy hour glasses of wine for $5 and 10% off bottles and 20% off case purchases.
Yep.
So there you go. Check out our invite on Facebook for more details.
Okay, love wine events. Don't forget to check out the WoodenvilleWineCountry.com for all of the events that are going on in Woodenville. They feature the Woodenville wineries over there. So if you're looking for something to do and it's, you know, a last minute, you can pop onto their website and check out what's going down and make a choice, because usually there's two or three different events going on any given night.
Lots of Labor Day weekend parties going on in Woodenville. So Matthew's Estates has, there's continuing on with their summer concert series as well as Goose Ridge. So September 1st is Dean Blackholm from 5 to 7 at Goose Ridge, as well as Matthew's Estates has Brian Alpheson from 7 until 9. So, and of course,
actually, we just need to turn it over to our wine and food advocate, Michael, and tell us about this, some of the stuff that's coming up.
What's cool, too, is I'm really excited because I have tickets for Chris Bode, who's coming up September 2nd at Chateau St. Michel. Gates open, I think, at 6, but show starts at 7. So, lots of really cool things. Be sure to get out there. The summer concert series for the wineries and all that starting to wind down. You haven't missed it yet. You still have a few concerts left over. Please get out and support your local artists as well as your local wineries. So I just did a big wine tasting over the weekend over at Wine World, and that went really well. And be on the lookout for some really cool things. I'm going to be doing a port wine tasting, 4 different ports.
Oh, wow.
Coming up in mid-September, as well as some chocolate tastings. So we're going to do some chocolates and ports, which is going to be a lot of fun.
I love it when they pair chocolate and wine. I'm sorry, that's heaven right there.
You know, but I heard actually that's not, it's actually you're not supposed to do that.
Well, it depends. So a lot of people think red wine and chocolate is a great pairing.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Actually, unless it's so like Banyuls, which is probably the best pairing ever for chocolate. It also depends on the cocoa content of the chocolate, because the weight of your food needs to match or exceed the weight of the wine. So if the wine isn't as sweet as the dish that you're eating, it's going to make it taste really thin and almost alkaline. So like metally almost sometimes. So it will make the wine taste really, really, really bad.
Okay. So in other words, if you're going to pair wine with chocolate, it's best to have it cooked with it, or like our Diana's Delight.
Well, you know, and there are some people who don't like really, really sweet wine. So there's some things you can do. Let's say you're doing a chocolate tort or chocolate cake, back off on the sugar, and instead of using all flour, use walnuts, because walnuts has a tannic that comes through on the red wine. And you can use a walnut flour to bridge that gap between the sweetness that's lost in the dessert, or in the wine, and the dessert. So that really makes it a really good, it makes it a better pairing. It's not a great pairing, but it makes it a better
pairing.
Or I just
call you and have you make the cake for me.
I'm not going to do it.
I can do that.
We call Michael, we call Diana. We have
lots of people on our sweet dial.
But wow, I'm actually over here tasting some of this food that we just talked about, and wow, it's amazing. Potatoes are just a really nice consistency. A little spice, but not overbearing. That overtakes the whole dish. The chicken, the seafood, and it was just beautiful. Just really nice.
Really is.
Very yummy.
All right, so
my popular word, yummy.
Planning ahead, which is brought to you by Zipfizz, the healthy energy mix in a tube. Fashion's night out at the Bravern is Thursday, September 8th, from 6 till 10 p.m. The shops at the Bravern are having a fashion's night out. It's a place to be. Walk the red carpet. Presented by Barrier Motors. Get celebrity treatment as photographers snap photos of your arrival. The event is free and will include fashion shows from Neiman Marcus and Anthropologie. Live music by Creme Tangerine and beats by local DJs. Special in-store offers and an after party at David Barton Gym. Ooh, I've heard about that David Barton Gym. Goose Ridge Winery actually invited me, so I think we shall go.
Check it out. I've been to an event that was at David Barton, and they have an interesting layout.
I heard they have a cool space.
They
do.
So they can actually host an event, and it's fun to go there.
Yeah. Okay,
it's comfortable.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, Miss. I'm next here. September 10th at Club Sir is a night of fun, French can-can style, dressed in theme, and come to enjoy a night of entertainment, food, and dancing. This is where we will be launching the Socially Savvy PWAC calendar and celebrating my silly little birthday.
That's not silly.
It is.
I would agree with that.
Nobody's 29th birthday is silly.
It's my little birthday.
My little silly little birthday. And as everybody knows, I love to share with my friends and family. So came up with this fabulous location. Details for the invite will be hitting Facebook in the next day or two. So check LB Duchess, Socially Savvy. I'm sure if you can Club Sir, they'll all have the information coming up. They're going to be entertainment, food and wine during the shows. You can buy packages. You can get VIP. We already have people who are looking at buying the VIP table. So if you're interested in a VIP table, you're going to want to get it quick.
Okay, great.
Okay, Miss Fancy, take it away.
Okay, are we doing Fashionably 8?
We are doing Fashionably 8.
Thursday, September 15th at 7 p.m. Showbox Soto, 1700 First Avenue South in Seattle. This is the 8th annual Fashion First, Seattle's longest-running independent fashion show and auction. Join us for the most exciting night in Seattle, where fashion and philanthropy meet. Tickets start at $50 for general admission and go up from there. You can find more detail at fashionfirstseattle.ticketleap.com/fashionfirstseattle2011. There are several designers that will be featured. The beneficiary of this event is Rise and Shine, which is a local organization that provides mentors, support groups, and summer camp experiences for kids who are affected by HIV and AIDS. Learn more about them at riseandshine.org.
Really, I love great. That we get to talk about all these Tracy. Fun parties with
Nordstrom
great
Cosmetics.
Yeah.
Fall trend
oh.
show.
Yeah, go ahead, Fancy. Take it. Take it
okay, well, check out all the new fall colors. Get the updated looks and hot tips and tricks of the season.
If you've never been to a trend show before, Nordstrom's actually throws on one of the best
I'm
trend
sure,
shows.
Yeah.
And fall time, they call in all the nationals for each of the lines. So it is the one time of year where you're going to come in and you're going to talk with the best of the best for each line. Now, here's the kicker. When we say the best of the best, these are the ones who do the red carpets. They do the Academy Awards. They do all the hot parties. So they come in and they have the coolest thing.
They tell you what
about.
You need.
They
to be
is awesome.
And the A-list.
So if there's very an event good. You want to hit, it's definitely the trend show.
And I will tout my next Chick Chat sponsor, which is at Bo's Salon, which is over half sold out already, but it's Wednesday, September 21st, 6 to 9 p.m. You know, the same kind of thing where you bring your best gal pals. Everybody gets a free mini spa service. There'll be wine tasting by Girly Girl Wine, Sofia Coppola, Waterbrook, and Goose Ridge Winery.
Love that.
And signature cocktails by Tito's. It's essentially an open bar. I don't want to say it, but it essentially is, you know. Light appetizers from Purple Cafe, cupcakes from Irresistible Creations.
Oh,
I
so
do,
well.
You know.
Do.
I'm like an Italian or maybe a Latino, Hispanic mama.
Yeah, you are.
You
got
to have enough food and drink, right?
It's the whole Greek, okay. Italian, Latino. Yeah, the more the merrier.
Yeah, the more the merrier. Our nonprofit for this event will be Dressed for Success. We'll be doing a clothing drive for them and also be able to buy $5 raffle tickets to win some really great prizes.
Awesome. Well, I think we're going to have Michael tell us about this last drink, and then Fancy's going to be telling us about living the fancy life.
Absolutely, and it's a really fragrant drink here. It's you can't see this, but it's kind of a nice chilled glass of it looks like some kind of like a foam on top with some really cool stuff on top of that. So
is that cinnamon or nutmeg?
Actually, what this is it's called a pisco sour. It's Peruvian.
Oh, yummy!
Okay, and I drank so many of these in Peru. Like, I don't even remember. And that frothy stuff on top is the egg white.
That's
yes,
yummy.
And it's a whipped foam. So it's mixed with lime juice and pisco brandy, which is a popular Peruvian brandy. Also with a dash of bitters on top with some cinnamon. So, hey, everybody, try it. Salud.
Salud. Is that, well, what do you say in Peru?
Salud.
I don't know, but
I'm pretty close.
It's
to
more
Peru.
Like, okay, thank you for being such a fabulous
Salud.
Host. They're awesome.
This is really tasty.
Oh, my God.
Did you say there was bitters on top, Michael?
Uh-huh, I did.
Yeah, that's nice.
And
I like
cinnamon.
That.
And oh, my God. This
wow.
is like having a, you know,
this
I don't like
dessert.
Coffee, but I like the whipped
oh.
milk.
Oh, this is a
this
perfect
is the same thing. Like, I love the top of it. It's so yummy, to quote LB Duchess. It's yummy.
Well, I know. See, that's why it's my favorite word. It's so descriptive.
And I'm starting to see a theme here because there's a lot of citrus used in today's dishes as well as in the drinks.
So it goes really well.
The ceviche, the gastrique on some of the dishes, as well as the two drinks that we had today. So it's fresh. It's nice. It's light. It's just great. It's
places.
It's not food that I have seen or gotten
no.
other places.
Nope, this is very unique.
So it's really unique. So we suggest everybody come down to Amazon Grill, AmazonGrillBellevue.com.
Yep. And we're going to be going off live air and on to the after show, so it will run over a little bit. We're totally cool with that. So if you are listening live and you lose us, just click us and you'll get the rest of the show. We get to go on to living the fancy life. Fancy, give it to us.
Okay, I'm going to make this short and sweet today since we're off air anyway. I'm just going to do my giveaway. How's that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so let's do the Vegas hotel stay, the four-night stay. Okay, and so one thing I... yes, this is a drawing. So if you have not put your card in whatever...
Anybody who's here
what,
with socially
whatever,
savvy, put your business card
whatever
in.
Container
you
we
definitely
have, but,
want to be
okay,
in here.
In the beer glass. So... No, you're not eligible, son.
Go ahead and
you're related to me.
Fancy, go ahead and tell us while okay. we're getting cards.
Okay,
tell us
so
about
the sponsor
up.
For Living the Fancy Life segment is Fourth Wind Travel. They are a travel agency, full-service travel agency located on the East Coast, and we are giving away a four-night stay in Vegas at one of many hotels. I'm not going to list them all, but you can choose. Now, you are responsible for getting yourself to Vegas. And then I believe there that you have to cover the room tax or something. There's some nominal fee. So you're covering the room tax. So are we ready for the drawing? Do we
well,
have
can
everyone's
I, can
entry?
I just add something really quick?
Yes.
Because I won last week.
Yes, yay. You did win last week.
And he contacted
he.
Me the very next day. And so I'm really excited about that
yay.
And joining it. So can you but just tell me a little bit more about so should I be calling him? Like, I need to go back east to go to New York and to Boston, two different
oh,
trips.
Okay.
Definitely.
So should I be contacting them to help me get cheaper air? I mean, how,
yes.
how can I use them? Because I want
so,
to support
so
you.
So I would say contact them and talk to them about your upcoming travel and see, you know, what deals they can get for you. I have not used them yet, and except for the free stuff. So, yes, please, Tracy, you can let
okay.
me know. You can
oh.
report back on
okay.
that.
All right. Okay, great.
Yeah,
one of the
definitely.
Things that came up, I think somebody... made a comment in regards to that we did not need...
I can't hear.
Yeah. No, it's okay. That somebody made a comment that we did not need travel agents anymore.
Oh.
And, I want to really emphasize that travel agents, anybody who has a vast amount of knowledge who is working in industry has something to offer. And typically, they are going to get you a better deal because when you go to put the whole package together and you add in your time and trying to surf through and trying to find the right deals and trying to make it work, they have everything at their fingertips. So, you know, find a travel agent. I always go with a referral. Ask a friend because
sure.
typically somebody you know has had a great experience
right.
with one. And use them. I mean,
and
they,
he has more connections than Fancy.
Yeah.
No one.
And so. Fourth Wind, what I really love about them is that they have so many incentives. So they might throw in a $100 gas card, which who couldn't use that right now? You know,
yeah.
in fact, I might do a giveaway in one of the upcoming shows for a gas card mm-hmm. because it's more practical than a trip
yeah.
to Vegas, right? So, I mean, the Vegas thing is fun, but for people that are just looking to win something practical that they can use right now maybe, so we might do that. But I think definitely to Duchess's point that using an agent, you not only do they have more resources and they can – I don't have time to sit and try to find the cheapest flight. I need the cheapest
no.
flight, but I don't
yeah.
have time to look for
yeah.
it. So if I can have someone do that on my behalf and they're even willing to throw in the extras, why not? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they
so,
have extra
so
special things available to them that we might not have.
Exactly. Mm.
We're having our fabulous
yes.
intern, Veronica, pick
okay.
the card that is going to
so
win
So we're
the
drawing
trip.
Now, and Duchess yeah. will announce the winner. Yes?
Ha. Raju. He's ignoring me. You won.
Woo! So we have
you
our
won,
winner.
Honey.
Yay.
Yes, you did. You won
so
the
wait,
trip.
What do you
give
say,
was
you?
Wait,
yeah, no, honey.
Card.
You
I
need,
need
to
that
give
card.
Your card to her.
So I'll need that card so I can
yeah,
forward
so that
your
you know
card.
I just
win.
Feel to be a winner.
Oh, okay, perfect. So I'll be in touch. Well, Fourth Wind Travel will be in touch with you to make arrangements and to let you know what you've won.
I didn't pick. My listeners are all like, pick better. I'm like, I didn't pick.
But
we
listen, fan my fan page on Facebook. It's Living the Fancy Life. And you can, you know, I do some giveaways there. And I also have lots of job postings for anyone in the tech industry. And even though you may not be, you may have friends, you know, software engineers, programmers, web developers that are looking for work. I have lots of opportunities available right now that I'd love to present to all of you and your friends. So like my fan page. Living the fancy life.
Well, and, you know, our listeners, we get probably 80% of our listens throughout the week. So, you know, don't be afraid to go back and it's not on a time limit. Your information is out
okay.
there.